become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town.
All righty, welcome back. This
like
is
a cancer
the
that's silently spreading.
But this is not John Stadtmiller. This is Deanna Spingola, and for those who listened to my program earlier today, this is your double dose of Deanna. My guest today is William Fink, and we do have some callers on the line. Bill, did you want to conclude your remarks, and then we'll take some calls?
Well, yes, I would like to say something about the women's movement, and I'm glad you mentioned that. It's one thing to have strong women that stand up and defend Christianity and America and their nation and their race and their kin, right? That's a great thing. But the women's liberation movement is a product of the Frankfurt School. The Frankfurt School is a bunch of Jewish so-called academics who were brought over here purposely by the Rockefellers at the instigation of the Rockefellers. Their first university they polluted was Columbia. A lot of our foul spirits have emanated from Columbia. By the 1950s and 60s, they had been given positions on the staffs, professorial positions on the staffs of Stanford and Berkeley and Brandeis universities. Well, Brandeis, you know, that's named after a Jew anyway. And they raised up the 60s radicals. Angela
well, you,
Davis,
you also have to include the University of Chicago and Leo Strauss, who created the neoconservative movement in this country, the Trotskyite movement.
Well, yes, the neoconservative. I like to call them zeocons, right? The only thing they really want to conserve is to make the world safe for Jewish supremacy and Zionism, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't call them neocons. I call them zeocons because that's what they really are. They are absolute Bolsheviks. That there is no doubt.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Conservatives, because they're newly become conservatives, it's because they've newly infiltrated conservatism.
Right, right. You just call yourself something else. But we have to remember that the elite, a certain group of people, funded communism. They also created capitalism. In fact, capitalism is called it was called by Rothschild the European plan.
Yeah, and yes, there's a huge difference. Sorry. There's a huge difference. There's a world of difference between what we call capitalism and the free enterprise principles that America was founded on.
Exactly.
A world of difference. And the emancipation of women in the women's liberation movement of the 70s was really the separation of a woman from any authority which her father, her brothers, and her spouse held over her, and any social constraints whatsoever. So that the Jew didn't want to free us from our paternal authority. They wanted to free our women from their panties. That's what they really wanted to do,
and they were very successful
at it.
They also wanted them to take jobs outside of the home so that they could collect more income tax.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely, they wanted to force women into the workplace, but that's because any usury-based economy like we have is basically a Ponzi scheme.
Right.
And if the economy does not grow by a certain percentage every year, then banks have to fold. That's just the way the scheme works. It's indirect, but that's the way it works. And banks start folding when the economy is not keeping pace with that growth. And it has, because every dollar that comes into the economy automatically demands more than a dollar back.
Bill, hold that thought. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and we'll take some calls when we come back from the break. So stay tuned.
We must take America back.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is William Fink. We will take calls at 800-313-9443, and we do have some callers on the line. Let's take Steve in Texas. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Diana and William. I would like to make some comments. I would like to properly identify the Jews that you're talking about, because most people hear about that there are Sephardic Jews and there are Ashkenazi Jews that live in Israel. And I would like to separate the Ashkenazi Jews from the Sephardic Jews. The Ashkenazi Jews are actually Edomites. They're from, Jacob had a twin brother, Esau, and he was supposed to inherit, and he gave up his inheritance for a bowl of porridge, and his people were called the Edomites. And God gave the Israelites land over there in the land of Canaan, but he also gave the Esau some land there, Mount Seir. It's right next door to the land of Judah. Those people, Esau's descendants, also kept the Sabbath and everything, but they didn't inherit, and they were angry. And through the centuries, these Edomites have taken over the identity of the Jews. They started calling themselves Jews. They lived right next door to the Jews. They King David ruled over them, and then after the captivity, when some of the Jews came back to the land of Canaan, those Jews reestablished themselves there, and the Edomites were still there, and then they were then ruled over again by these Israelites. And so they wound up calling themselves Jews. And eventually they started calling themselves Ashkenazi Jews after war, and they traveled and they moved up northward towards Russia, and they mixed with the Khazars, and the Khazars had a king named Kagan, and he traced his roots back to Togomar, and Togomar had an older brother named Ashkenaz, and Ashkenaz was the firstborn of that family. He was the firstborn son of Gomer, who was the firstborn son of Japheth.
David, may I cut in, please?
Yes.
I can respond to all that. You're doing very well quoting Arthur Koestler, right?
I'm going from the Bible. Ashkenaz can be found.
Well, I could talk. I understand all of that.
He's not Semitic.
But the historical references between Togarma and the later Khazars, they really don't exist, right? That this is things that the Jews of the 6th century sold the Khazars on. And I could discuss
why
this.
Why would they call themselves Ashkenazi then?
Why would they
call themselves Ashkenazi Jews?
Because that's what the Edomites named them, right? The Edomites named them Ashkenazi Jews, right?
I could discuss
antiquity at great length, right?
Jews. The
Judeans who did not convert to Christianity are, for the most part, Edomites. And the Judeans who did not convert to Christianity are, for the most part, Edomites and other Canaanites, whether they are Sephardic or Ashkenazi.
They come from the seed of Esau, because the seed is passed down through the men. So all the Edomites...
That's correct.
However, whenever they mixed with any Khazars or whatever, and they decided to call themselves Ashkenazi, still it was the men, the seed of Esau.
Correct. I'm not debating that. That's absolutely correct. The Edomites went up into Khazaria, and they converted the Khazars to Judaism, and as soon as they converted them to Judaism... they got to intermarry with them.
They're not from Judah. They're not from the fourth-born son of Jacob. They're not.
Right. You're absolutely
right. They're the son of. They are a son of Isaac.
David, relax. I'm agreeing with you. But the Sephardic Jews, neither are they Judah.
Yes, they are. The Sephardic Jews, and I'll tell you this: there are three types of Jews. Judah had five sons. He had Er, Onan, and Shelah. From his first wife, the Canaanite. God killed Aaron and Onan, but Shelah didn't die. Then Judah has sex with Tamar, who is a Hebrew. She has two sons, twins, Perez and Zerah. So since God killed Aaron and Onan, he has three sons now, Shelah and Perez and Zerah. Well, Perez was the firstborn of the Hebrew woman, Tamar. So that's the line that the Messiah comes from, because you can see that in Matthew 1 and Luke 3. So you
David,
got three types
of
Jews. If you go to John 8:41, they're arguing with Jesus, and they say, "We be not born of fornication," because they're claiming that they come from the line of Shelah, Judah. Shelah being of Judah, the first
Jew. Okay, how does this all relate?
I'm trying to tell you the difference. These people that are running around calling themselves Jews, it says in the Bible,
David,
in Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9, it says that they are liars, and I'll make them of the synagogue of Satan.
Right. William is actually agreeing with you, and
we really
appreciate your call. But could you conclude your remarks, because we do have other people on the line?
Well, the history here is that the people that he's calling Jews, the Ashkenazi Jews that speak Yiddish, are actually of the seed of Esau. They're not Israelites.
Say the Jews were Israelites?
But the other...
I would like to talk for a couple, if I can. I mean, I have extensive papers on Christogenia.org, my website. One is The Antichrist for Dummies. Another one is a concise explanation of the creation of the Jewish people. And another one is, should Christians embrace the Jews? And aside from other histories I have on my websites, which are extensive, it's very evident that the Jews, the people that we know as Jews, are entirely from the seed of Esau and other Canaanite tribes, such as the seed of the children of Shelah. There is no doubt, all of them, whether they are Sephardic or Ashkenazi, the Sephardic Jews never went into Khazaria. They stayed in Algeria. They stayed in Arabia, in Sicily when they could, until they could get into Europe. And the Sephardic Jews are the ones responsible for the creation of Islam. And the Sephardic Jews are responsible for the Moorish invasions of Christian Spain and destruction of the Gothic kingdom. Okay, the Sephardic Jews are responsible for all of that. The Ashkenazi Jews are Edomites who mixed with the Canaanites. Well, I'm sorry, with the Khazars and many other people, the Turkic peoples and other people along the way. However, none of the people who call themselves Judeans coming out of first century Palestine are actually Israel or Judah. And that could be established not only from the histories of Josephus, but especially from the writings of Paul, the statements of Christ, and the writings of John in the New Testament.
All righty. Good explanation. Thank you, Steve, for your call. Let's take Keith in Indiana. Keith, welcome to the program.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Difficult for people who haven't been through the genealogies, but the simple fact is Israel's a people. They're the chosen people. They're the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
But none of them are Jews.
Well, the first time the word Jew is used is in 2 Kings 16, verse 6, this is the reign of Pekah. This is 7 centuries after Israel came into the land of Canaan.
Well, that's correct. That's entirely correct. But even then, it's a mistranslation because it should say, it should refer to a man of the tribe of Judah, right?
Well, the only thing is, they don't seem to get this, is what Jews referring to in the Law and the Prophets is the house of Judah, which could be a man of Judah or Benjamin or Levi, or those of the northern kingdom who didn't want any part of the rebellion of Jeroboam and fled and took refuge in Jerusalem.
That's right.
The Lord. So, you know, you're talking about the house of Judah when you're talking about Jews. When you come to the book of...
Well, when I mentioned, when I talk about Jews, I mentioned those people who came out of... I mean to reference those people who came out of Judea after the first century, who had rejected Christ and were not Christians. To me, that is a Jew. To me, a man of the real tribe of Judah can never, ever be a Jew. He could be a man of Judah.
I know what you mean. I understand. I've read your works and Eli James and Comparay. I've studied all of it, and I've been doing it for years. I understand what you mean. I'm just trying to, for the audience, you got to understand that Jew and Israel are not synonyms.
Well,
when they talk about
true,
the Jews, they think you're blaspheming the people of the book, Israel, and you're not, because it's a geographical reference everywhere in the newer scriptures from Matthew on. If you know, I'm an American. Henry Kissinger's an American. I'm an Israelite, and he's an Edomite. So we're both Americans.
Well, that's absolutely true, and I'm glad you brought it up.
Good analogy there.
On the protocols, you got destructive education. Do not suppose for a moment that these statements are empty words. Think carefully of the successes we arranged for Darwinism, Marxism, Nietzscheism, all these philosophies.
Well, they're actually all mentioned in the protocols.
Yeah, that's what I'm reading right from the protocols. You know, in order to put public opinion into our hands, we must bring it into a state of bewilderment by broadcasting so many contradictory opinions from all sides and for such a long time that it'll make the goyim lose their heads and...
Well, that's
by the
exactly
way, on Ashkenazi and Sephardi, the two-page book of Obadiah gives the end-time judgment on both Edom and Sephardi.
All righty. We do have to cut to a break, gentlemen. Thank you so much, Keith, for calling. We will be back in 3 minutes with our guest today, William Fink. Stay tuned.
Our Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Back. Our guest today is William Fink. This is Deanna Spingola, and we do have some more callers. In fact, Barrett from Idaho on line three has called back in. Barrett, welcome. You have some more comments?
William, I agree with 90% or maybe more of what you say. The Jew thing has me puzzled because we're all under psyops. You can't, like my mother, for instance, I'll make this really quick. My mom thinks everything, all the root of all evil are Republicans, you know, and I'm trying to tell her they're the same, they're run by the same, they're owned by the same, they're paid by the same. Our government, by all intents and purposes, is a corporation because it's of, by, and for corporations. And they want more than that. They want control over every aspect of our lives. They want us to get licenses to do everything. Pretty soon we'll have to have a license to breathe, you know, and look at the carbon tax.
Well, that's modern Phariseeism, right?
What was that?
That's modern Phariseeism. The Pharisees, they wanted control over every aspect of the lives of the
Individual person, of not of a group, but of the individual person on this planet.
Well, right. They even went so far as to condemn Christ because his students didn't wash their hands before they ate.
Well, they used to hang people, and there's an example. If you get Alex Jones, you don't have to get his, but the original Constitution says about how they used to, you know, hang or burn people if you had a different view and you tried to congregate, which is the right to assemble. There was two jurors that said no. They said no way. There's a smell to this. It's not right. And we say no. I say we can take it back to the bottom up. But what I was really getting at is, if the Jews are the problem, okay, is Dick Cheney, okay, me, myself, Eric Norcross here in the continental United States, I'm just one person. My rights aren't being protected by the police, by the judges, by the courts. You cannot tell the jury that it only takes one person to say, no, I don't like the smell of this, I don't like the punishment, this draconian garbage. We're not allowed to do that. But what I'm saying is, if this is a Jew problem, then, okay, is Dick Cheney a Jew? Or is the Bush family a Jew? Are the Rockefellers Jews? No, they're all good-looking, blue-eyed. Just, you know, I got blue eyes. I'm 6 feet tall. I'm 46 years old. My hair is light brown and athletically okay.
Okay, William, answer that question, please.
Well, he's just ignoring all of history and all of the treachery which the Jews have caused and brought into themselves. They are the originators of this treachery in Christian society for many centuries now. And once one understands history, I don't think that it's hate to tell the truth about history. The truth is hate.
What about
the Christian crusades? How about the Jewish popes that were mostly responsible for the Christian crusades? By the 12th century, the Catholic Church in Rome basically was taken over by the crime families of Italy. And they used the Romish Catholic Church for their own profit. Why do you think we had a Reformation? If you read you read Bede's ecclesiastical history written in the 8th century, and then you read the Fifth Lateran Council, the papers concerning the Fifth Lateran Council of the 15th century, you will see two entirely different Roman Catholic churches. Entirely different. Bede wrote about how clerics spent their time translating the scriptures and into the vernacular of the common people so that they could hear the word of God. That's in Bede, ecclesiastical history. If you read the Fifth Lateran Council, they prohibited people from having the word of God. It was a 180-degree different Roman Catholic Church in just a few hundred years. And when the German reformers revolted against it and the German people broke away from the Romish Catholic Church, we had the 30 Years' War, where half of the German population was wiped out. And that was at the hands of your Jewish De Medici popes. Yeah, the De Medici popes were Jews.
Okay, now about Cheney.
One last question.
You know, many, many, many people do the bidding of the Jewish people. And
yes,
it's very profitable for them to do so. That's a decision
they've made.
I'm
not advocating. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've been studying government corruption and the demise of our Constitution since 2005.
Read the Communist Manifesto. It's at mk.org/manifesto.
Karl Marx was a master of propaganda and how to take over. I agree with you 100%.
Karl Marx was doing the bidding of the Jewish, of the Jesuits and the Masonic lodges of France. Karl Marx didn't come up with all that on his own.
We do have to go to a break. We will be back. Thank you, Barrett, for calling in. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
We must take a miracle back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All righty, we are back. And William Fink is our guest today, and his website is christogenia.org. That is C-H-R-I-S-T-O-G-E-N-E-A.org. We have a caller from England. Let's take Pat from England. Pat, welcome.
Hello, Deanna. Lovely to be on your show. I work from home and I sort of listen to RBN sort of on and off and things, and I'm not sure if I've been on with John before. Very interesting tonight. Of course, I've seen the protocols. It remains a very, very sinister document, of course. Just before I get on to what I want to say, just listening to some of the comments from some of the other callers, I think, yes, it is more than just a Jewish thing as well. I mean, you've got Gentiles that are caught in through high-degree Freemasonry, and, of course, you've got all the front men. The 13 original families, they may have all been Jewish originally, but they all married out so much into other nobility that they've taken on a Caucasian appearance, like your other caller was commenting. But what I think that we're looking at now, and I want to say something which you may not have heard before, but it can be substantiated biblically. By the way, I'm a Christian. I've been baptized, filled with the Spirit, speaking tongues and everything, etc. Did you know that this is really a Jacob versus Esau struggle? And it is possible, and not many people know this, it was a big teaching 100 years ago, to demonstrate from the scriptures that we, Britain, the Commonwealth, and the United States of America are directly descended from the ancient tribes of Israel, the Northern Kingdom in particular, the lost 10 tribes, including the leading tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh. So despite 1776, as nations, we are actually brothers. It's possible to show that Ephraim was promised to be a multitude of nations, and Manasseh was to separate out and become a great people. And it was I'm looking at a list of prophecies here in the Bible. There's so many of them. And it says in the scriptures, out of the mouths of two or three witnesses, should every word be established. And we're looking at so many scriptural prophecies here. And it's possible to demonstrate that the British royal house, despite the fact I don't agree with what our current queen has done, she's not upheld her coronation oath, but the principle is that that is David's throne. That is the royal house of David in perpetuity to be relocated to the Isles of the Sea. So basically, what we're witnessing is basically Esau, the descendants of Esau, trying to snatch back their birthright, trying to infiltrate, to try and take us over and destroy us and set up their own kingdom. Of course, it won't replace that of the Lord Jesus Christ returning himself, who is the rightful heir, but they are trying to, basically, that's what I think. It's an old struggle, Jacob versus Esau. What do you think?
Sounds good to me. What do you think, Bill? Bill?
He's espousing what he's espousing is British Israelism, and I am a Christian identity writer, and Christian identity came from British Israelism. And Christian identity, and I can prove, and I have 13 lengthy historical essays on my website, which do prove that many of the nations of Europe descended from the Israelites of the Old Testament. That's absolutely
true.
The Anglo-Saxon people and most of the Celtic peoples and Scandinavian people, and also the Franks, the Goths, the Alans, and the rest of the Germanic people, and British Israel, under the guidance of a Jew and a banker named Edward Hines, has come to despise Germans and embrace Jews, and they've got it backwards, and it's an incredible sin. The Angles are full kindred with the peoples of Germany and have no relationship at all with the Edomite Jews. And the Jews are Edomites. And British Israel is making a serious error there. And I have personally challenged any British Israel pastor or historian to a debate on that. And if you go to Christogenia.org, you will find 8 essays on the origins of the German people. And the last of those 8 essays, the first two are on the Scythians and the Saka and the Cimmerians, which prove that they are the Israelites of the Old Testament. And the next 6 are all about the Germans. And from the classics, I quote nothing but Herodotus and Strabo and Diodorus Siculus in concert with archaeology journals and Indo-European language experts and things like that. And the last of the series on German papers proves the English kindred with the Germans, which Sharon Turner and the original scholars of British Israel did accept and promote, and John Wilson is another one, but with Edward Hine, that became, and with Jewish money seeping into British Israel, they became, that they were derailed, that they were derailed on that, and they were propagandized to hate the Germans so that the Jews of the city could destroy Christian Germany. But British Israel was a huge belief amongst the noble classes of Britain through the Depression and into World War II, when it fell out of favor because of Jewish academia.
You're of Manasseh in America? Manasseh?
Well, I'm half English and half German by blood.
Well, yeah. Well, it's interesting, but you know, another thing that a lot of people do not know, that 1917, we liberated Palestine under General Allenby. Now, there's an interesting prophecy amongst the Muslims that when the water of the Nile is pumped into Palestine, a prophet of God will appear. Now, General Allenby was actually in charge of the British expeditionary troops, and this fulfills a massive prophecy in Daniel 1917, the liberation. It came under British rule. British, Beres Ish in Hebrew, means men of the covenant.
There are many fulfilled prophecies in in the English and Saxon people. There's no doubt. The largest prophecy fulfilled is Revelation chapters 10 and 11 and the acceptance of the Germanic peoples of the Word of God in the Reformation. That's the largest of all fulfilled prophecies and the final proof of their identity as the true Israelites of Scripture, because they fulfilled many prophecies in that, prophesied of the Israelites of Scripture. Christians at the time did not accept that the Jews were God's people. Christians at the time believed that the Jews were the people of God's curse. And that is the proper belief, because they rejected Christ. In John chapter 26, Christ very plainly tells the Jews, "You don't believe me because you're not my sheep." He didn't tell them that you're not my sheep because you don't believe me. And that's what the churches today teach. The churches today have taken many scriptures and turned them upside down for the benefit of Jewish money powers and their Jewish benefactors.
The terms Judah and Israel are not synonymous. There is probably 10% of people who call themselves Jews are probably, example, in Northern Ireland, they still have the Star of David, the hand, which is the prince of the scarlet thread. You know, Zara and Pharez? That line is...
Well, that's the real house of Judah are all white people, right? And everybody else is an imposter.
Yeah,
because the original Israelites, the original Hebrews, the original people of Judah and Benjamin were white, and that could be proven beyond doubt from the histories of Josephus and the writings
of... King David was red. King David was fair-haired. He was right. Yes, he was a fair... Ruth was fair. They were a fair people. And yes, without doubt.
All of the people known as Jews today are spurious. And the proof of that is in the New Testament and in the parables and the statements of Christ himself. He said there would be no good fruit from the fig tree, which represented Jerusalem, forever.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, well, that's really what I want to really talk about. It's a struggle with Esau trying to snatch back the birthright that Jacob took. Supplanter, his name means in Hebrew. And that pillow stone underneath the coronation chair of the British monarch we believe it's actually the stone, very stone that Jacob slept on. It's got two porte-pole rings, and it came into the British Isles from the two Egyptian princesses, who are really the daughters of King Zedekiah, around about 5th century BC. It entered into Ireland, then went across to Scotland and down to London. It's now back in Scotland. No British monarch can be crowned unless they're seated upon that special pillar stone. Just like there was an example in the Bible about the coronation of the old Bible kings. They had to have a stone or a pillar as a witness nearby them, showing that we are descended from the lost 10 tribes, without doubt.
Well, that is true, but there is a ton of evidence. I'd like to, if Deanna doesn't mind, discuss the prophecy of Malachi real quick. In the opening verses of Malachi, God says to Israel, "I have loved you," addressing Jacob as Israel, and Israel responds, this is a dialogue, "But what about Esau? Was he not Jacob's brother?" So we see in the prophecy of Malachi, the children of Israel are more concerned with the Edomites than they are with themselves. And today we see the fulfillment of that very thing, where the Christians, the true Christians of the world, are more concerned with the Jews than they are with themselves. Well, God says, "Well, I've hated Jacob. I love Jacob, and I've hated Esau and laid his heritage waste." And then he goes on to explain that they will return and build the desolate places. They will build up, but I will throw them down. That is what's going on in Palestine right at this very time. The Edomites have returned to rebuild the desolate places, and God will throw them down. And then we'll see the prophecy fulfilled of not only Malachi, but also the Revelation and Obadiah.
Obadiah, yes. If you go to Israel, I've been there, they are very racist. The Ashkenazim, they persecute the Sephardic Jews like anything. They really are. Jews that have emigrated from America thinking they're getting to a free country, I think, were mistaken. There is persecution there. If you don't fit in, if you're not the right sort of Jew, David Icke put a very, very interesting video a while ago showing the difference between ordinary Jews and the Zionist Jews, which I think is very, makes it a very important distinction, because the average Jew is not looking for world domination. He's not looking for world tea. He wants to quietly go about his affairs, doesn't want to take things over.
Well, I don't agree with that, because the average Jew behaves like every other Jew politically, that they always do, and they pervert every country that they've gone to, and they've been thrown out of every nation that they've been in.
Yeah.
Well, I have known some good ones.
Well, the race can't be judged by the very few exceptions.
Right.
I mean, Bobby Fischer, there's a Jew that told us all about what the Jews do to us, but the race can't be judged by the exceptions.
We had a Prime Minister.
What Christians need is to once again excoriate the Jews like they did in the 6th century and the 7th century and remove the Jews from our political discourse, because Jewish interests and Jewish desires are absolutely contrary to any sound Christian society. That's the entire message of the New Testament.
Well,
and these people cannot convert it.
I think is that we can see what is going on by what is happening to our country, so that even if there are some good ones out there, it is the people who have the power, who have the money and the influence, who are waging the wars and who are dictating political policy.
Well, right. So, it's mostly white Christian children, young men being killed in those wars.
Exactly.
At the bidding of the international merchants who happen to be mostly Jewish.
Right.
But the common Jew in the street always follows the will of his rabbis and votes with the international merchants. And,
of course,
and his desires.
There's a lot of secular people who don't go to synagogue at all.
Well, right, and they don't get counted for that reason. So the population is much higher, but they still act the same way. The so-called secular Jews are the Jews that were all of the radicals in the 1950s and 60s. They were all secular Jews. They were all non-synagogue-going Jews. These Jews that have loaded up our pornography industry and built it, they don't go to the synagogue. Do you think that these homosexual Jews in Hollywood, do you think that most of them go to a synagogue? They don't go to synagogues, but their behavior is apparent wherever they go.
All righty.
I know what you're saying. Interesting.
Well, it's been an interesting conversation. Pat, we appreciate you calling in. Did you have another comment or question?
No, that's all, thanks. I appreciate we don't have over here in England radio like this. I mean, there's one or two interesting websites. All the problems that you've got over there are the same here. We've got a government that's a front for a cabal of international politicians and people that are trying to, you know what I'm going to say. It's the same as what you've got. And, it's interesting.
I don't want to plug my website too much, but if you go to christagenia.org, you'll find about 500 of my own programs archived, which are mostly expositions of Scripture from a Christian identity viewpoint.
I'll have a look. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it, Pat, very much. All righty, let's take really quick, let's take Stephen from Oregon. Stephen, David. Oh, David dropped. Okay, sorry. Stephen from Oregon. Sorry. Stephen, welcome to the program. Stephen, are you there? Okay. And David dropped. Okay. All right.
Well, the Communist Manifesto is based, that was not wholly developed by Marx. Him and Engels had a deadline to produce that. The deadline, what was supposed to launch the new social revolution that the Jews planned for Europe in 1848. They had a deadline to produce that, and they produced it. They did. The Communist Manifesto lays out the Jewish plans for all Christian society. The Protocols of Zion are a plan whose end game is to implement the Communist Manifesto. So we have the schematic for our society in the Communist Manifesto. We have the Jewish plan to achieve that goal in the protocols of Zion. When you take those and study them and compare them to European and American history the last 200 years, you will see that it has been the Jewish international bankers in harmony with the Jewish radicals and all the Jewish Bolsheviks and anarchists and every other ism and ist they could come up with to help further their goal, because that's what they really are, is the authors of confusion. And you will see that it has been them behind all of it, all the way.
All righty. That's a good place to break for a commercial. We will be right back in 3 minutes with our guest today, Bill Fink. Stay tuned.
We must take
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This is Deanna, and I'm subbing for John, and I appreciate the opportunity. Our guest has been William Fink, F-I-N-C-K. And Bill, tell us about your websites again, and also tell us about the Saxon Messenger. It's a PDF file that you can download.
Christogenia.org. I do two programs a week on biblical exegesis. I'm a student of the classics, and I think if my audience were asked, my forte is probably, reconciling scripture with actual history, ancient history. And my website contains many historical essays which prove the history that I assert, you know, that my podcasts cover and that I seek to demonstrate, that the Saxon people and the related peoples of Europe, nations which did not exist at the time of Abraham, they actually did come from the peoples of the Middle East and the Near East, and especially from the children of Israel of the Old Testament. That is why Christianity was brought to those people. And the people that we know as Jews today are really, for the most part, and they've mixed with a lot of other races, and there were a lot of Israelites who mixed in with them, but for the most part, they are actually the Edomites and the Canaanites of the Old Testament. When those keys to history are understood, then all history is a lot clearer to the average student.
Okay, your website again is Christo. Genia, that's christogenea.org. So the
or there's a real easy way to get there, and that's by going to john844.com. If you, I'm sorry, I probably should have told you that before the program.
That's okay. And it will also, those links will also be in the RBN archives under this date, so that people can click and go to your website. And it's been a pleasure.
I had the Mein Kampf site actually first attracted your attention, right? And that's my attempt to straighten out World War II history. And the Saxon Messenger is basically, and aside from my own PDF magazine, which I produce monthly, which is a commentary on both history and social issues and health issues, I also produce, the Saxon Messenger is a virtual library of conspiracy information and documents from what the one caller had called, had named British Israel, right?
Right. Right. Okay, and that website, both websites will be in the RBN archives. The one that you mentioned, Mein Kampf, is mk.christogenia.org. And as I say, the links will be in the RBN archives. Well, it's been a real pleasure to have you on the program. I've enjoyed talking with you again, and I'm glad that John invited me to sub for him. And again, thank you so much, Phil, for joining us. And I hope people will visit your website. There's a lot of really, really good information. You have maps. You have all kinds of resources that people can learn more about what you have talked about.
So, well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Praise Christ.
All righty. Take care, Bill. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on the National Intel Report. And, John, hopefully we'll be back tomorrow. So take care. Bye-bye.
For the red, white, and blue, we must take America back. We must take.